Warsaw with the possession here to start the third, leading by 11. Again, 11 points is about 3 minutes when this Homestead team is operating in full capacity, which they have not yet in this game. But I'm guessing that they're going to. Rod Parker, not necessarily a yeller and a screamer either. So this was more about X's and O's and what they have to do to not turn the ball over, which they did 8 times the first half, and get off more shots. Chastain right wing, out to Neely. Neely left side to Bricker. Bricker one-on-one, down to the baseline, spins back toward the middle, got in the lane, double team, triple team, got around it, flipped it up left-handed, puts it in, and traveling's to be called. I was afraid of that. Jocelyn had a couple of opportunities to kick it out there and did not. I think she was afraid that there was going to be a bad pass or a stolen pass, and Homestead was going to run out. Ankerbrock down to the post. Epps gets around two Lady Tigers and scores. Epps, who had 6 early in the first quarter, has her first 2 since. Winchester in transition. Back to Neely out on the right. She'll back away and give it to Bricker. Neely wants it down in the post. They dump it down in there and a foul call. Neely got whacked from behind. This will be a non-shooting foul. That's going to go against Liv Fry. That's her first. First against Homestead here in the third. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Winchester right corner. Out to the wing for Chastain. Picks up her dribble, lobs it inside to Winchester. High pick and roll there. And Winchester cuts the basket and she's got 14. Warsaw leads 33-22. And traveling call. Epps thought that Mollering was going to come back the ball. She didn't. She went to the basket instead. And another Homestead turnover. Warsaw's got the ball back. A minute into the third, Warsaw leads 33-22. Neely near the center line. Chastain had to post up against Ankerbrook to get it out to Bricker. Left side to Neely. Neely drives left, in on Fry, puts it up, missed it short. Got her own rebound, put it back up, missed it long. Rebound's grabbed by Helsham for Homestead. Outlets to Fry. Fry threw it into traffic. Great catch by Epps. Kicks it out for a 3, and it's good by Ankerbrook. Her 2nd of the game, her 56th of the season, 33-25. Bricker down to the right block. Picks up her dribble, forced one up, and banked it in. Banked it in from a really tough angle. 35-25, Warsaw by 10. Epps drives down the lane. Nobody picked her up. Missed the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Warsaw has it. Warsaw got a huge break there. There's 2 Lady Tigers, one on either side of the lane that Epps had to the basket, just kind of stood there. Bricker in transition. Races up the left baseline all the way to the rack for 2. They caught Homestead napping, and now it's 37-25. Warsaw by 12. Epps left wing to the corner. Epps off a screen, drives in on Neely, forced it up in traffic and scores. Epps in double figures. She's got 10, and traveling is called in the backcourt. Traveling called in the backcourt. Lenny Krebs holding his arms out. Neely didn't catch the pass on the inbounds play cleanly. The official said that she had control of the ball, and Homestead's got it back. Mollering, right wing, out for Helsham. Far side to Fry. Fry against Chastain. Now into the corner for Mollering. Back into the top. Here's Ankerbrook for 3 more. That's way wide right. And the rebound to Winchester for the Lady Tigers. In transition, Bricker. Bricker stop and go move. Down to the left block. Picks up her dribble. Faking. Throws it out to Winchester. Across the top to Chastain. Right wing for Zartman. Or for Neely. Neely. Hop, skip, and jump the lane. Shoots it off balance. That wouldn't go. The rebound's grabbed by Epps. Warsaw still leads by 10. 5:10 left to play third quarter. Fry. Quick pass down the baseline at the far end, Mollering. Her pass is wide, tipped by Winchester. It'll go into the backcourt and out of bounds on the near sideline, and Homestead maintains possession. It's a kind of a frantic moment there. Things settle down as Epps will put it in bounds. Winchester with 14, Zartman 12 for the Lady Tigers, Epps with 10 for Homestead. Warsaw leads 37-27. Mollering out top, bad pass. And Winchester's going to track it down and save it. Why did she do that? And it's still Homestead ball. If Brooke lets it go, it's going to go out of bounds to Warsaw. Oh, no. Some sheepish grins from the Warsaw fans. I think Brooklyn's the only person in the on the court that didn't know that Homestead had touched it last. Ankenbruck left wing. Out top for Mollering. Out of the right side for Fry. Fry to Epps between the circles to the left elbow. Then backs out. Passed it inside, and Winchester stepped in front of the pass and stole it. In transition, Bricker. Bricker to the free throw line. Back out to Chastain. Now to Neely. Now to Bricker again. Hands back to Zartman and beyond the volleyball line. Now to Bricker in the center circle. Mollering gives her space. Now picks up the slack. Right side Chastain. Looking inside, nothing there. Winchester with a fake left. Now drives right. Gets inside on Ankenbruck. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Homestead. Ankenbruck with the rebound. Outlets to Fry. Fry drives to the left side of the lane. Got into the basket area. And it's blocked by Bricker. But a foul is called on Jocelyn. That's her second. She and Zartman each have two. Free throws coming up here for Liv Fry, who is their worst free throw shooter on the season. 8 out of 18. Villema to the scores table to check in. She averages about 2 points a game. Left-handed free throw shooter. Wide right, no good. Villema in, Neely out at 3:59 of the third. With Warsaw in front, 37-27. The game kind of stuck here in neutral. Fry shoots one more. Missed them both, but the rebound to Epps over Bricker. Puts it back up. No good. Winchester the rebound for the Lady Tigers. Outlets to Bricker. Being chased from behind. Hits the brakes. Gives it to Winchester. Now back out to Bricker. They'll settle back into the offense. Warsaw's led by as many as 12. Looking for at least that much right here. Bricker off a high screen from Zartman. Picks up her dribble. She needs help. Finds Villema right in front of the Warsaw coaching staff. Delaney dribbles all the way to the near side and gives it off for Zartman near the center circle. Zartman guarded by Fry. Not close enough for a count, though. Hands on the weave to Winchester. Those two collide. Winchester's able to maintain the ball. Now the ball is knocked away by Epps, and it's taken away by Ankenbruck. Well, you just felt like a turnover was coming. Heltzum the other way for three. Short, long rebound, tip to the corner, out of bounds. It should be Warsaw ball, and it will be. Lenny Krebs hops off the sidelines and says, how is that not over the back? Epps literally had her tricep on top of Chastain's right shoulder when she tipped that ball. Could easily have been a foul. Play goes on. Tigers again with the ball, leading 37-27. What's turning out to be a very low-scoring game here at the Tiger Den. Bricker on the handoff from far side to near, then back to Zartman. Zartman looks inside, dumped it into Winchester. They come to double. Now to the near side, Chastain. Up the baseline under the basket, slipped it inside to Winchester, out to a wide open Zartman for three. Good. Oh, that's ball movement that we haven't seen for a while for Warsaw. It's 40-27, Lady Tigers. Epps the other way, picks up her dribble, throws it back out to Moeller. 2.5 minutes left to play, third quarter. Epps one-on-one against Zartman. Off ice screen, Bricker will pick her up on a switch. She'll shoot the three and hit. If not for Epps, they'd have nothing going on offense. Quickly in transition, Villema. Back to Bricker, wide open, 22-footer. Rimming, no good. Rebound, tipped to the corner, out of bounds. Homestead ball. Jocelyn's kind of lost her touch from outside. She's hit 33 three-pointers so far this season. And we'll have a timeout taken here by Warsaw. It is a full timeout. 2:12 left to go in our third quarter. Warsaw 40, Homestead 30. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Again, no game on Thursday. The game against Carroll that was rescheduled from December has been canceled now because of the way the schedule worked out. So no game on Thursday. The girls will be here on Saturday. The JV will start at 6 in the Career Center gym. The varsity will follow the boys' game against Goshen here in the Tiger Den at 7:30 to 7:45. Epps to the left elbow, throws a left side for Mollering. Back to the far side and out of bounds. McLaughlin came in during that timeout, and that pass was wide of her. She got two hands on it but couldn't pull it in. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw. Again, The game really stuck in neutral. Tigers by 10, 1:50 left to go third quarter. Vilma right side, out top to Bricker. Bricker guarded closely by Mollering. Dribbles right, then left, lost the ball, taken away. Stolen by Royce, in the middle of the court to Mollering. She'll put it up and in. Mollering with two field goals. She's got 5 points. Homestead within eight. And the Homestead bench sees an opportunity to get up and cheer. Bricker out near the timeline. Lenny Krebs screaming out a set. Bricker puts on the floor right. They clear out the right. She can't get past Mollering. Throws it out to Vilma. Can Warsaw stop the bleeding? Oh, they run a backdoor cut, and Bricker's open for two. What a play by Vilma. She set it all up. She looked it off. She was totally looking left, and without even looking, she threw it backdoor, and Warsaw leads again by 10. Helsom drives into Bricker down the lane. Off-balance shot is good. Gabby Helsom's got five. 42-38. Bricker the other way. Drives into traffic. Threw it out to Winchester. Winchester into the corner. Neely a long jumper. No good. Rebound grab by Mollering for Homestead. They can cut it down to six or five with 40 seconds left to play in the third. Up to the top. Nobody switched out. Three-pointer. Wide left. No good. McLaughlin, though, the rebound. Back to Royce. Back to Epps at the top. Right side, Helsom. Her three over Bricker is good. She's got the last five for Homestead. They're within five, 42-37, 22 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Neely started in, then backed out. Winchester. Homestead, by the way, has the possession arrow. Vilma picked up her dribble, has nowhere to go, and timeout has to be called by Warsaw. Again, the Lady Tigers, deer in headlights right now. With 10 seconds left to play in the third quarter, Homestead with a late push. It's got to within 5, 42-37. The boys play on Friday night on the road at McEwen Gym, taking on the Concord Minutemen. And we'll be on the air starting at 6:10 on NewsNow Warsaw. And then Saturday, the makeup game from last weekend against Goshen will be here with the boys JV starting at 4:30, followed by the boys varsity against Goshen, followed by the girls varsity game against Concord. Yes, that'll be a lot to keep track of. Yes, we'll do our best. Lady Tiger ball just on the near side of the center line, on the sideline that I'm looking at here in the southwest corner of the Tiger Den. Warsaw reeling here as Homestead's put together a little run. Epps with a three, Helsom with five straight, Ankerbruck with a three, and now one last chance for the Lady Tigers. Vilma with 5 seconds, with four, with three. Back to Neely. Pass was wide. Taken away by Royce. She'll run out of time before she can get off a shot. Homestead has the momentum heading into the fourth quarter. Warsaw has the lead, 42-37. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.